If you like this podcast, please show us some love and give us a like, a share, and add a subscribe while you're there. After all, it's free and it helps us to spread this bastardly fun.
Hello and welcome to Ashton Kutcher jumps out from the bushes and yells, "You just got punked!" Then pulls a lever and I plummet to the depths of hell where I belong.
What would you do for this backstage pass? How far would you go just to show that you're romantic? Let me be in this backstage pass. Looking at you, girl, I can tell that you want me.
Welcome, fellow bastards, to Bastards Backstage. I'm your host, Freddie Fisher. This is a show where we find out a little bit more about our favorite bastards. Today's bastard is Kevin. How are you doing today there, sir?
Doing pretty good. Got a busy day. Got to go help my grandma record the podcast and maybe hang out with some friends and do some other shit, but excited for this podcast quick.
You got to help your grandma record a podcast?
No. That's just in my list of things to do today. I got to bring my grandma's garbage in.
Oh, okay. So like your grandmother is not recording a podcast.
I mean, that'd be fun.
Yeah,
I don't think she'd ever do it though. She doesn't even want internet in her house.
I'm trying to get my dad. I'm wanting to do a thing like a father's mini series of a different show, completely unrelated to this one. But we're wanting to do that. I'm wanting to get my dad involved with it, but I guarantee you he'll never do it because he's like, "Oh, it's just not my thing." Blah 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 blah. Yeah, all right. So it happens. Anyway, what this is just a chance for us to for the bastards out there to get to know you a little bit more. You ready to start?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. The first question is always a fun one. We try to start off with an icebreaker, just for shits and giggles, and that is, how many square feet of pizza do you think you eat in a year?
This was a tough one. Now, if it comes to complete pizza, then zero. If we're talking crust, sauce, cheese, toppings, zero. Zero square feet, because I don't like cheese on pizza. I am weird, and if I eat pizza, I gotta take the cheese off.
My son's the same way. I have no idea what that is. He's one of the people that, like, he'll take the cheese off, but then put, like the pepperoni type stuff that sits on the cheese. He'll take the cheese off, put the pepperoni back on the pizza, and then eat the pizza.
Yep, the cheese sucks, but the rest is good, which sucks. Like, I'm starting to like cheese later in life. Like, I love cheese curds now. But pizza, no.
Dude, Iowa is famous for their freaking cheese curds. You're up in Wisconsin, though. So you're...
Got pretty good cheese curds here in Wisconsin, too, yeah.
Yeah, you got, like, Wisconsin dairy and stuff up there. That's some good stuff. But Iowa's kind of known for their cheese curds. The, Amana colonies and stuff like that down here are great for it.
Nice, I'm going to check that out if I ever visit.
Do you have a favorite, favorite topping or a place to go besides cheese? I mean, I know you really, really love the cheese topping.
Favorite topping? Like a good, like spicy sausage or something like that. Or mushrooms or like peppers, hot peppers.
But you have a favorite place to go on that?
I also did do the math on this. So if we're going to like include pizza the way I eat it, roughly one DiGiorno's per month. DiGiorno's are 12-inch pizzas. One 12-inch pizza is around 0.78 square feet, according to Google. Toss in around an extra two pizzas for surplus pizza months. 0.78 times 14 is roughly 10.92 square feet of pizza per year.
That's impressive. I just talked to Parker today as well, doing her backstage. she says she eats a 6-inch pizza every day.
Wow.
So...
I get sick of pizza really quick.
I'm sitting there going, it's like, that's like 160 some, like 175 some square feet pizza a year or something like that. So that's a lot.
Jesus.
Do you have a favorite place to go?
I love Papa John's crust. Like, their breadsticks, I could just eat them straight without even dipping them in any sauce. They just really got, like, their sauce is okay. I can't think of where I like the favorite for the sauce the most, but when it comes to crust, Papa John's.
Papa John's. Well, as I've said before, my favorite time to eat pizza was back in the 90s when I was a kid. I'm a total 90s child, born back in 86, so like 4 to 14 was my my 90s experience. One of the things that 90s had for me was all really, really cool music. It was a very transitionary time going from like hair metal to pop music. I don't know if that's a good or bad transition, but it did happen. So brings us to the next question, though. What is your favorite 90s jam?
I'm blue. Dabba dee dabba die. Dabba dee dabba die. Dabba dee dabba die.
Eiffel 65, man.
It was the first CD I ever obtained, not through proper means. It was, remember back in the day, like they had those things where you sent in like 20 cents and you got a CD, and then next thing you know, you're subscribed and you're paying $15 a month and getting a CD every month.
Realistically, $15 a month for a CD is not it. $15 for a CD really is it isn't that bad.
No, it's not.
I mean, nowadays, when you don't ask your parents
to use their credit card.
Yeah, well, that's a good way to get grounded. That and leaving milk in a microwave. But
oh my God, I forgot I told that story on air.
Well, that was back in the 90s. What are you rocking out to now?
Baby shark, do-do-do-do-do, baby shark. No. I do own that song on vinyl, but just for the irony. I saw it on Record Store Day, and I'm like, I can obtain a meme on vinyl. I am obtaining a meme on vinyl.
that song is a bane of my existence. I guarantee you one of these days it's going to be like a club mix.
Oh yeah,
my kids are gonna be
like the vinyl I have is double sided, original mix on one side, remix on the other side, electronic remix on the other side.
I mean, one of those things people are just going out there, and we have like the Casper slide, and the next song is gonna be Baby Shark, and people are still jamming out to it. I'm like, no, dude. The only thing that makes this worse is like Saturday Night Fever and Staying Alive. That's like. What it is.
Chicken dance and all that other shit.
You know, I actually kind of funny that I find it funny you said blue on that one, because it does bring us to the next question. Doesn't involve blue, but it does involve another color, which is yellow. This is Chansey's favorite question, by the way. How do you describe the color yellow to a blind man?
Oh, for a serious answer for the last question, though, it's indie pop like Foster the People, Sir Sly, Hippocampus, stuff like that for music I actually listen to, not Baby Shark.
I listen to Baby Shark, this song.
But now, the color yellow. Imagine the faint smell of lemongrass in the air as you take a bite of freshly cooked sweet corn, bees buzzing safely in the distance as the heat of the sun beats down upon your face. That is yellow.
You know, there's a lot of reasons why I want people to feel like as comfortable as I can before in their show, but I also like surprising people when they come on the show on questions. Kevin, I sent him the questions beforehand, and that, although it was a perfect answer to it,
I spent a lot of time on that
trying to answer your question. Sticking on the color line on this one, though, you're a new crayon in a new box. What color are you and why?
Tropical rainforest, but I'm a little broken at the bottom. Sorry.
That's all right. They still color. It just means you have two.
Yeah, exactly. But no, I'm all about like
one big one and one tiny one.
Earth tones and shit like that. So when I see tropical rainforest as a color and it's nice, rich green, hell yeah.
Green is a good color. Like green shades are a really good color because it's a really, really earthy tone. Like greens and browns and stuff like that. You don't really want anything too terribly like flamboyant, like gold or silver or bright fluorescent orange type thing.
Yeah. They can fit in and stuff when used right, but overall, yeah, like nice mellow stuff like you're saying, like brown and green and stuff like that. Tan.
The browns and greens, they get a lot of play. They get a lot of play, but it's like having like a majority of the masses are going to be green and browns and stuff like that. They don't stand out, but they're useful as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I like to describe myself. Actually, I'm a little bit of a, I always tell people I'm a little bit of gray in a world that's black and white. I tend to be gray as hell. So
yep, that's a good answer. Everything is gray.
Everything is gray. And I, and as far as the legal system, I'm gray as hell. And I'm getting old, so it works. You don't have a podcast yourself, but you're on a lot of them. So you have a tendency to run into a lot of funny topics, a lot of funny situations. But what is the funniest thing to happen to you personally recently?
God, got a whole bunch of dick pics this morning. You want to see one? It's a pic that says dick on it, a guitar pic.
I was sent a picture of Richard Nixon a week ago with the same thing. Nice. Like, hey, you want to see a dick pic? Yep. Without even answering, they sent me a picture of Richard Nixon. I'm like, I appreciate a good dad joke, though. So, kudos.
Well, I'm full of them, even though I ain't no dad. I am one at heart. I'm also a kid at heart, so it's a bit of a paradox.
Although I'm a firm believer that bad pickup lines make the best dad jokes. Yep. Or, sorry, people who use bad pickup lines come up with the best dad jokes later on in life. For instance, like, do your jeans have mirrors in them? Because I can really see myself in your pants.
Yeah.
Or something along those lines. I'm like, dude, they're terrible. But I love
they're good.
Them.
They're so good.
They're really good. And like, it's just kind of one of those things.
If I say a joke that just pisses someone off, like they're just pissed, like at the joke itself, at how dumb it was, I feel like I've said a successful joke.
Bad pickup line specifically. If you can get a girl or guy, whoever you are, I guess, if you can get somebody to laugh at a bad pickup line and not completely reject you for it, those are the type of people you're going to want to hang around with anyway, because they laugh at stupid shit and you're going to be prone to be doing stupid shit anyway. So if you're going to be doing stupid shit, at least make sure that they don't get mad at you for it.
Exactly.
And that saves a shit ton of time.
Yep.
Now you also get a girl or a guy that laughs at you for having a dumbass dad jokes, not with you, but at you, and then goes to tell their friends and stuff. You don't want to be friends with them anyway.
No.
So you just dodged a bullet.
Yep.
Bad pickup lines are the way to go. Just that's what it is.
You don't like my humor? You don't like me.
Yeah. And then sometimes the people you use bad pickup lines turn out to be your wife, like my end.
Nice.
Speaking of wives, families and friends and so on and so forth, polling family and friends, what would they say that you're most known for?
My weirdness, kindness, and creativity.
I can agree to that. At least for the first one, you're probably one of the weirdest people I've known.
Hell yeah.
So far.
I'm all about being weird.
I have a tattoo that says, being weird is just a side effect of being awesome.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a Calvin and Hobbes tattoo. So,
if you ain't weird, then you're just normal, and normal's dumb. But also nice that it's Calvin Hobbes one.
That one is, and Dr. Seuss once wrote, says you have to be odd to be number one.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite lines ever. What is one question that you will never answer in public? And this is one that we're actually looking for the question itself and not the answer to the question, because of course this is public.
So the question that I would never answer is, what is the only question you would never answer in public? I would never answer that question, not in a million years.
Touche, sir, touche.
I'm an open book, so pretty much anything's on the table unless we're talking about social security numbers and shit like that.
That's what I tell people, dude. Like, that's one thing I'm never going to tell you, my social security. I have problems telling the places that I work my socials.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't want to. They said it's for government purposes. I'm like, will it be getting out anymore? Have you had any break-ins in the last 20 years? I don't want to tell you that stuff. No. I've had people have issues with that in the past, but it happens. One of my favorite questions ever. A penguin waddles through your doorway wearing a sombrero. What does he say, and why is he there?
Oh, hey there, bucko. Y'all got any frozen tacos in this joint? I'm looking for a chili Philly.
Speaking of that, did you happen to hear that Choco Tacos were discontinued this year?
That was part of that joke.
Oh, yeah, still. Yeah. Still, as it were.
Choco Tacos, they were discontinued. I know, I couldn't believe it. I got them every once in a while. They weren't my favorite, but I still got them every once in a while.
We're doing a memorial show, different podcast and myself, coming up this week. And the people that we've lost this year, and I'm going to add Choco Tacos.
The Choco Taco.
The McRib.
Oh, the McRib will and be back next year. McRib is always coming that. Back.
It's one of those things where it's beginning worse and worse every year, so I think they're just trying to get rid of it but giving people an out. And the iPod Touch, three things that
iPod
were discontinued.
Touches were still
year.
Relevant.
Yeah, well, not they're not relevant, but they're still being made. But they got discontinued this year. So
I did not know they're still being made.
Yeah, a lot of people do the entire two truths and a lie. I'm not a fan of that. I personally think it's been done way too many times and overdone to a point that it's just not worth it anymore. So I'm going to flip it on its ear on this one. And how about two lies and a truth? Two things that that can be true but aren't. And one thing that seems not to be true but is. How about you?
So I play the shit out of some Super Smash Brothers. I love eggs. And my favorite 80s movie is Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
I hope all three of those are lies.
Well, two of them are.
Yeah. Picking any character from any type of medium, meaning cartoons, TV, books, any web series, podcast, anything else you can think of. Any character from any medium, who would you want to be and why?
If I did some more thought, I might have come up with something else, but like, I'm still happy with my answer that I originally came up with. I'm going to go with BMO, that happy little council from Adventure Time. He's always so happy and off doing his little wacky adventures and living their best life.
You know, I've never seen that show.
Never seen Adventure Time?
I've always wanted to. It's one of those things, like, it's always been on my list, but it's never been on, like, the top 10 of my list to watch. It just keeps getting bumped down. It's nowhere near the bottom, but
it's one of the better of like all the Cartoon Network shows in past years. Like if you're one of those people who are like, oh, only classic Cartoon Network is good, it's like,
no.
Binge the shit out of some Adventure Time and you'll see like that shit's good. Like it starts off episodic at the beginning, but then later on it starts to get way more serialized with like story arcs and shit like that.
See, I'm one of those people that I if I start watching something, I want to watch it all the way to the end.
Oh, it's so big, too. Adventure Time went on for so long.
I know, and that's one of the problems that I have, is I don't want to spend, like, 6 months trying to watch a show and then miss all the other stuff. I just started rewatching MASH last night, because I haven't watched it in, like, 10 years. And it's going to take me another couple weeks to actually finish the show, because granted, a lot of that's going to be this week, because I don't have to work this week, so... Nice. Good for me.
Yeah, I started classic Doctor Who, and that's going to be about a 10-year freaking adventure.
I can't find any of the Doctor Who. Like, I can find the newest version of... I can't remember the guy's name, but, like, the ninth Doctor on. But I've seen... And I have, and I've seen most of those.
Oh, well, I can help you find some of the old stuff. I got, like, a channel, like a free channel that you can watch that like it. Well, then you can't watch it in order on that.
That's just something. See, that's a problem I have too, is that I would want to start at the beginning with like the first Doctor and watch the entire way through. Now, the Doctor's in the beginning and the Doctor now, or not even now. Let's just go. Well, my personal favorite would be Matt Smith, but it's me.
With me, it's always tied between David Tennant and Matt Smith. They're both the best in their own ways, and it's hard for me to choose between the two.
Matt Smith was the one that I started with, and Amy Pond is personally to me, one of the hottest people on this planet. So
that whole story arc with all that too was just so creative. Like
that's it really was
of that entire show.
It's one of my favorite ones.
The girl who waited.
That one and the doctor's daughter is one of my favorite story. It's a short storyline, but it's one of my favorite storylines too.
Oh yeah, that was like. It always felt weird, especially since she's like related to Matt or to David Tennant and everything. Wasn't that David Tennant? Yeah, she's related to him and she never came back in the show. Like, come on, give us another episode with her.
But it was a really short type thing, and I really enjoy those episodes. But no, I would want to start at the beginning and watch it from the start, even though the original show compared to the show now are two completely different things.
Oh, cheese to the max. It might be black and white, but it's yellow as fuck.
Give me a chance to be self-centered a little bit. How would you spend $1 million on yourself?
So, all my debt gone. All my parents' debt, because I am from them, therefore I am them, and they are me. All their debt gone.
Loopholes.
$100,000 invested smartly by smart people who know how to invest smart things. Not me. I'll just put it all in Dogecoin. Yay, coin has dog on it. Give me. another $100,000, put it in, interest savings, an interest gathering savings account as, like, money I could access if I needed to and stuff like that. And then the rest is for quality of life stuff, such as like new living situation, audio sound equipment, all the stuff, golden underpants, the usual.
You know, I kind of figured those would be a bitch to wash, though. Golden underpants. Golden
underpants.
That's a terrible life choice, but I agree with it. Who was your celebrity crush as a teenager?
Damn, Jackie, I can't control the weather. Mila Kunis.
Okay, I thought you were going the other way.
Kelso, no, it was Jackie, like Mila Kunis. Like when I was watching that show growing up, I was like, she's fucking cute.
I've actually met him in real life. He's a good dude.
Oh, I'm sure he seems great.
If you could join a fictional family, that means join and not replace somebody. Who would it be, and why?
I'm gonna go back to Adventure Time with Finn and Jake's family. Because it's just such a loving family. Like, you might not have seen it, but they're just like an amazing family that all love each other as much as they can and go on adventures and just have amazing times. I don't know why I went to Adventure Time for both of those questions, but I guess I did.
It works. I mean, sometimes those just kind of happen to work out. Those couple questions went back in the past a little bit. I'm going to jump in the future for the next one. What are your goals? What do you want to do in 5 years? In 1 year, 5 years, and 10 year periods.
1 year, I've been wanting to get into making my own podcasts. Like I've had a few concepts. I haven't figured out which one I want to like pursue yet. But I'm also looking for a new job right now. So like that's also interfering with stuff like that. Job is obviously priority.
Mm-hmm.
Then after 5 years, I'd like to get a career. Well, I guess number one, because I made this list, started this list before I had it was a job. I need a new job. But then five, a career that is something that I enjoy doing at 5 years, not a career that is like my old one. And then at 10 years, having a fully stable life where money is no longer a concern. So that's not part of the problems anymore.
Solid goals. As a podcaster, one of my favorite things in life is words. I absolutely love words. There are thousands upon thousands of words in the English language, but we're going to talk about three of them right now. The first one, we're going to talk about your favorite word. What is your favorite word?
One of my favorite quotes from myself is words is fun, but favorite word, onomatopoeia. Because it's a fun word to say, and pow, they're cool words.
It really is. It's one of my favorite words from school, dude. That's your favorite word. What about your least favorite word?
Palindrome, because it is not a palindrome.
And everybody's favorite part of this question. What is your favorite swear word?
I'm going to say fuck because I know it's off the table.
It is off the table. Fuck is off the table. For those who don't know, I do not consider fuck a swear word because it is used way too often and it has kind of lost a majority of meaning. So what is another favorite swear word?
Cuss from Fantastic Mr. Fox. Like, you cussing with me? What the cuss are you talking about? It's just their way of swearing in that movie. It's great. Cuss you.
I'm tired of these Monday to Friday snakes on this Monday to Friday plane. Makes me laugh every time.
That ain't right. What,
who or what in life inspires you?
Olin Rogers and Don Hertzfeldt. They're two people who I've been following since high school. They were like YouTubers back in the day. Olin Rogers was like, I'm listening to my radio, Derek! Stuff like that, and Don Hertzfeldt was, my spoon is too big, and my anus is bleeding. So that was stuff I watched on YouTube back in the day, and then I, like, watched their careers grow, and now Olin Rogers had a show that was on TBS and Adult Swim with, like, made with Conan O'Brien, with, like, Tom Kenny, John DiMaggio, Keith David, Fred Armisen, all-star shit. So he, like, full maxed out. And Don Hertzfeldt, he went on to become very successful, too, in the, like, indie route. Not that full, but he did, like, do a Simpsons bit and stuff like that. So he has been, like, done a lot of big stuff. But I also got the privilege of meeting them both at some point in my life. So they've been huge inspirations my whole life since I was in high school.
And on the flip side of that, what shuts you down?
A hard hit to the head would probably shut me down. But people who are unjustly rude to others, that shuts me down. When you're just like dick to somebody for no reason.
You're currently looking for a job right now, but so knowing that you can't fail at this, what would your dream job be?
Something that involves art in a way that doesn't erode away my passion for it. So I can do art and not feel like I'm doing it like a robot and have no like soul put into it and be able to live off it. That would be my dream job.
To do one major piece and be paid like $3 million and just like, I really love this. It belongs in my bathroom.
I mean, that would be amazing. But even if selling more stuff for not as much, that still is enough to live off, that'd be nice too.
Well, and you could still do that too. You just wouldn't have to worry about them being sold or not. You just, and that rich ass douchebag, every time somebody else would go to their bathroom and say, hey, where'd you get that big ass painting of somebody else taking a shit? It's just,
exactly.
They'd be like, oh, I got it from this kid, blah, 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 blah. And,
yeah, he
I can't remember his name, but I'm pretty sure you can find him. He was on Bracket Bastards one day. Yeah. And then they contact me or refer to this back to this episode, and I'm like, I mean, he'll probably know, but I don't know if it happened or not, but putting things out in the universe, that's how shit works, right?
Yep.
On the flip side of that, what would be your nightmare job?
I think Amanda said it, if I remember right. I came up with it, and then when I was going over it again, I think Amanda said it, but executioner. I couldn't go with, like, killing people every day and have that be your job. Like, working, like, in a, like, gas chamber at a prison or something where you're, like, involved with, like, killing people every day. Obviously, there's no, like, guillotines anymore, but...
Yeah, but I think that'd be more fun. Gas chambers, they just kind of fall. Well, gas chambers just kind of fall asleep. At least with a guillotine, you can like have their heads roll down and nice little basket.
No.
Have some bowling pins at the end of the lane. You'll be fine.
I'm all about horror in media. I don't want horror in real life in front of me. I don't want it.
Speaking of killing people, if heaven does exist, what do you want to say to God, or what do you want to have God say to you when you arrive at the pearly gates?
Hello and welcome to Ashton Kutcher jumps out from the bushes and yells, you just got punked, then pulls a lever and I plummet to the depths of hell where I belong.
One of my favorite responses to this question was, he goes, I would tap God on the shoulder and tell him that he's in my spot.
Wow.
That is Bob and the Perfect Man. That was,
Damn. Billion
dollar movies episode. I can't remember the guy's name off the top of my head. Great, great guy. Super funny, but like, I can't remember the guy's name, but he was the one that said that one. So Anybody wants to go back and check that one out. It's a funny, funny episode. Tim Tatora, I believe was his name. Speaking of dead people, what do you want written on your tombstone? And if you don't believe in tombstones, because I know a lot of people do not believe in tombstones, what do you want your last words to be? Or both?
So, for the tombstone, I don't know. I was sitting there, I was trying to come up with something, then I was trying to come up with a joke, and then a joke ended up turning into an actual cool sounding thing. I came up with, living is the ultimate pastime.
I like that.
And then for last words,
I lost super the cool. Game.
I know, like, it started as a joke, but then I'm like, wait, that's actually cool.
What would you like to say to your friends or the world at large? This is your chance to jump up on the soapbox, and I'll give you as much time as you need.
So, to quote Waymond from the absolutely best film that I've seen this year, Everything Everywhere All at Once, I don't know. The only thing I do know is that we have to be kind. Please, be kind. Especially when we don't know what's going on.
Final question, as always, where can people find you?
KevinST1R on TikTok, Stoner Music EC on SoundCloud, and Extra Celestial Productions on Facebook.
And as always, I'm Freddie Fisher. You can find me at that on Facebook. While you're on Facebook, check out Bracket Bastards. The S in Bastards is a dollar sign. Check out Bracketology. Spelled exactly the way it sounds. We have two different polls going every single day. Currently, it is our naughty and nice bracket, and which is ending at the end of the year, and TV theme songs. And I have no idea what's going to replace the naughty or nice bracket when it's done. Other than that, we are all at Bracket Pod on Twitter. I'm at the Bastard they warned you about. And on Instagram, you can find me at Can't Lick Me. Other than that, I will leave you with the same line I have left on every single show except one, but that was for a very special person. It is okay to be a bastard. Just don't be a dick.